Star Wars director Tony Gilroy smears Team Trump as treasonous just as a Star Wars movie bombs in theaters. By Warner Todd Houston on June 2, 2026. Disney's Star Wars movie and streaming series creator Tony Gilroy blasted the fascists for taking over America during his acceptance speech for his Peabody Award Sunday and compared President Donald Trump administration to the fictional evil empire. When he came to the podium to make his remarks, the Star Wars and/or creator said that little did he know that when he first began plotting his Disney streaming series 6 years ago that he'd actually be living in a country where fascists have taken over, according to Variety. Gilroy shrilly told the Peabody audience that we spent 6 years contemplating a fascist takeover of a galaxy far, far away. 6 years thinking about what happens to ordinary beings when an authoritarian, insane, unchecked regime comes into the deal, and the show is really kind of what we learned. He went on to urge leftists to fight. If you're not willing to fight for the things that you love, your family, community, your culture, your planet, your truth, freedom, there's an asshole ready to come in and take it away, he lectured. We learned that bravery and sacrifice and resistance comes in all shapes and sizes. And we learned that courage is contagious, he said of the lesson he learned creating a TV show. He went on to insist that oppressors create so many atrocities and flood the zone so that the people are too fatigued to rise up. There's so much is happening, it's a fire hose of crap that you just can't get through, Gilroy said, seemingly unaware that this has been the Democrat Party's practice for decades. And here we are. There isn't a news cycle that goes by right now that doesn't contain a variety of outrages that in any other time in our history in America wouldn't be grounds for treason. He concluded by urging journalists to kill Trump's empire. Please do not stop. Please do not turn out the lights until we can kill this nightmare. He said addressing journalists that he thinks should be in the business of activism, not journalism and fuck the empire. Gilroy's attack on Trump, Republicans, and conservatives seems to adhere perfectly to communist insurgent Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. Created in the 1970s to help radical leftists subvert the United States of America and usher in a communist state. Of course, Gilroy's political attacks on half the country come just as Disney is reeling from its latest Star Wars feature film Mandalorian and Grogu, which is on track to lose money at the box office mere weeks after debuting to the lowest opening ever for a Disney Star Wars movie. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.